Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 16th to 23rd, 2010. Palestinians worried about failure of a two-state solution, and Israeli troops continue with their incursions into Palestinian civilian areas. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Bart Farrell.
Israeli and international supporters joined Palestinian villagers in Bilin and Nalin in the central West Bank, in addition to Wadi Rahal and El Masara in the southern West Bank. Israeli troops used tear gas, sound grenades, and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress the protests in several locations. Protests kicked off shortly after the midday prayers on Friday and headed towards the Israeli separation wall. In the village of Bilin, an Israeli activist sustained a head injury after soldiers fired a tear gas canister at her. Police also detained Luisa Morgantini, an ex-EU parliamentarian, along with three others before releasing all of them shortly thereafter. In the nearby village of Nilin, no one suffered from the effects of tear gas inhalation or sustained injuries from rubber bullets for the first time in years. The group of Israeli, local, and international activists marched to the separation wall, chanted slogans, and returned to the town. In the village of Al-Masra, near Bethlehem, people marched after the midday prayers towards the construction site of the wall. Troops stopped the protesters near the village entrance and used tear gas and sound grenades to stop them. Israeli troops also beat an international supporter with their batons and lightly injured her, while others suffered from the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby village of Wadi Rahal, villagers and their supporters reached the construction site of the wall being built on their lands. Soldiers used tear gas to stop them from protesting. Five villagers were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, and an Israeli activist was arrested by the Israeli troops during the demonstration. For IMEMC.org, this is Bart Farrell.
Israeli troops killed three Palestinians and wounded dozens in the West Bank and Gaza, and demolition of Palestinian property increases. IMEMC's Brian Ennis reports.
Israeli occupation forces arrested 24 Palestinian civilians, including seven children and two women in the West Bank. Israeli troops stationed at military checkpoints and border crossings in the West Bank arrested three civilians. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property, and in one instance on Thursday, settlers with the protection of soldiers set fire to a number of olive trees in Sefa near Ramallah. 7 square kilometers were burned. One Palestinian civilian was injured by Israeli settlers in Hebron as well. The Israeli military demolished 74 Palestinian civilian facilities throughout Area C this week. Among those were 7 structures in Al-Luban El-Gharbi village, northwest of Ramallah, consisting of homes and other structures. They also destroyed 10 stables belonging to a man in Jenin district, and a couple of adjacent fruit and vegetable stands. Early Thursday morning, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a 25-year-old Palestinian man as he was trying to enter the illegal Barkan settlement in Salfit. Palestinian officials condemned the ongoing Israeli policy of shoot first and ask questions later. The man was unarmed. In the Gaza Strip on the 21st of July 2010, the Israeli military killed 2 Palestinian resistance fighters and wounded 8 civilians, including 5 children and a woman, when they fired flechette shells at the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Hanun. For IMEMC.org, this is Brian Ennis.
On the political level, Palestinians are demanded to move to direct talks. However, they insist on border issues to be settled as a prerequisite amidst concerns of an Israeli sabotage of the two-state solution. The Palestinian cabinet stressed in its weekly meeting that Israel should recognize the borders of the pre-1967